unsurpassed, unimitigated, and perfect truth. Self and background. Even in a 100,000 million countless. All I can see and hear. We can't remember and accept. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one of myself.
The Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. Somewhere there's a painting. I think it's in the Victorian Albert Museum in London, but it may be in the Louvre. I saw it many, many years ago. The first time I was in England, 1978 or 9. Whenever Master heard about it, described to her, she really liked it. It portrayed a Sagaki. A great big altar and every imaginable food was on this altar. And the hungry ghosts were going after the food on all sides, or from every direction. So the altar was swarming with, was covered with food and swarming with hungry ghosts who were taking the offerings. Except for one of the hungry ghosts. One of the hungry ghosts was sitting right in the middle of it, slightly above. And this hungry ghost was sitting in flames. Flames leaping up all around it. And this hungry ghost was sitting in meditation, perfectly upright. With this look of inexpressible determination that the painter had captured. This was like a Tonka style painting. And this was, of all those hungry ghosts who were there gathered for the Sagaki, the feeding of the hungry ghosts, one of them had really got it and was in the process of conversion. And the flames are the flames of the suffering, the flames of craving, the pain of reaping karmic consequence. And this was the hungry ghost that was not deterred by the suffering. But it grasped the will fully and was sitting still like a rock in the midst of the suffering. Kazan said, Kazan wrote, only when you concentrate your mind will Buddhas appear. And this really takes a grasping of the will. Let go of the external things. Let go of the concern. About the world, about others. Turn within. Hold fast to the Lord of the house. Put everything into meditation. Of course, what that is describing is not just something for a realm that's called the realm of the hungry ghosts. That's something for the hungry ghosts in each of us. And the whole purpose of training is to get the pure spiritual help to that within us which requires and can only have its true meal on that pure spiritual help. And so for each of us, when all conditions ripen, we're given the opportunity to be the one who sits in the flames and looks up, sitting still, looking up, so that all that fire of spiritual longing, all the fire of suffering can coalesce into the one great fire of longing for the eternal. So the heart can open fully to the eternal. When the heart fully opens to the eternal, then the help of the eternal flows unhindered to that spiritual need within us. And this is the whole purpose of religion. Then that hungry ghost converts into a Buddha, which in fact it always was. But as Zen masters have so often pointed out, a Buddha that does not know that it's Buddhahood can create a lot of misery for itself and for others. This coming year, we're arriving at the 40th anniversary of Rinzai Master's Great Kensho, 1976. She describes what you have to do for that hungry ghost in the flames to really get it. You have to give up everything. You have to not care whether you live or die. You have to meditate as if your very life depends on it. And that always runs contrary to the way of the world. Yet it only takes one person to do what Rinzai Master did. As she did what the Buddha did. And the whole thing comes fully alive again. And it's up to each of us whether we will be that person. So this is Thanksgiving today. And I'd say, if there's one thing I'm thankful for today, is that I personally have found Buddhism, and more particularly have found Rinzai Master's teaching, found my true master. And that I have that opportunity in my lifetime. And I don't intend to waste that opportunity. Not to waste that opportunity is the true meaning of gratitude. And every other meaning is a far, far lesser meaning. When Rumi Master went to the Far East, she said she was there looking for the perfection of Zen, and that's what she found. We don't have to settle for anything less than that. It's not about external conditions. It's not about other people. It's not about the whole world, the state of the world. It's about each of us individually, what we make our priority, where we put our effort. It really is that simple. Oh, there, at any one time, there are many people who would believe that. The hungry ghost who gets it is the one who really understands that everything that happens is for my good. And the karmic consequence in all its forms is for my good. All acceptance is the doorway. The doorway to enlightenment.